Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. I mentioned yesterday that we'll spend the next few days, probably till the end of Kartik, and we'll discuss the Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas. And this is a very nice long name, Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas. That means the taranga means waves. The waves supreme, the prema-filled, how would you say it, prema-taranga, the waves of love. The waves of loving pastimes, the waves of loving pastimes between Lord Gauranga and Jagannanda Pandit to the Lord and His great devotee. And of course in Krishna Lila, Jagannanda is Satyabhama in Dwarka. So she has a little bit of a left-wing nature, little unsubmissive, and gets a little fiery when the nature of Satyabhama and Jagannanda is like this. When Narada Muni, he came once from Swargaloka visiting Indra, Nandakananan Gardens, and he came to visit Dwarkadish and Rukmini, and he brought a gift for Rukmini, a beautiful flower called Parijat. One flower. And he brought it and he handed it to her. He said, I've carefully preserved this and I brought this flower all the way from Swarga. It's a celestial heavenly flower. We call some flowers here Parijat. They have a little orange tip on them. I have a tree behind here, Parijat. And very fragrant, no doubt a very fragrant flower, but it's not from Indraloka. It's called that, but it's not really that. No one can even imagine how fragrant and how attractive and sweet and intoxicating is the smell of a Parijat flower, a real one. So Satyabhama was there, all the queens were there, and Narada presented it. He said, I bought this for Rukmini. And when Satyabhama saw that, she said, oh. Well, actually, he gave it to Krishna, and Krishna gave it to Rukmini. And Satyabhama saw that, and she was very unhappy. And that night she met Krishna. She said, what is this? Why you gave this Parijat flower to Rukmini? Well, I want that. I wanted that flower. And then, I'm not very happy with you. I don't want to talk to you. So then, so listen, I'll tell Narada Muni next time he comes to bring one for you. So I don't want a flower. I want a whole tree. I want a whole tree of Parijat. This is Satyabhama. So then, of course, there's a whole pastime where Krishna went to Indraloka for some function, and then he brought Satyabhama with him on an engagement. And when they were leaving there, on the way out of the palace, the function was in the palace. Outside the palace, there's a vast gardens called Nandakananan. Nandakananan Gardens of Lord Indradev, and all kinds of exotic tropical trees and celestial trees and rivers and birds there. It's his forest and his garden outside the palace precincts. So when they're going by there, Satyabhama said, wait a minute, Dwarkadish, this is Nandakananan Forest, isn't it? And he said, yeah. Yes. Isn't this full of Parijat trees? He said, what? Parijat trees? He said, yeah, could be. Hey, well, remember you promised that we came here, you would give me one. And I've been thinking about it since we left, and I haven't thought of anything else the whole time I'm here. Parijat, 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 Parijat. And then he said, yes, so what? So you promised you would give me one. And Krishna Dwarkadish said, I can't just rip out a tree out of his garden. I mean, that's not a good idea. I came here as a guest. When you're visiting someone's house and and you're leaving, you see some nice rose bush or some bush, and you just dig it up and take it with you. I mean, the people go crazy. Call the police, have you arrested. So Krishna went. He had to. He had no choice with Satya Mama. She's too fiery. She's Bama. She's very left-wing, contrary, hot-headed, like many of that gender. So he went to get the tree, and he was uprooting the tree. Then the Mali, the gardener, naturally, hey, Hari, I grew this tree. What are you doing? Who are you? I don't care if you're Bhagavan. Let go of my tree. It's my tree. So he immediately called Indra on the phone or whatever. And he said, Indra, Krishna is ripping off your tree. And Indra said, what? And dispatch the army. So then the army came out. Half hour before that, Krishna was his house guest having dinner, and they're talking and drawing together. And he was his honored guest. And now he's shooting arrows at him. This is the demigods. They're very unpredictable, like human beings. Anybody that's in his lower sphere is unpredictable. Once you cross into Vaikuntha, then you can predict the people's behaviors. But in this sphere, underneath the Karna Samudra, you cannot predict what people will do next. As they say in English, expect the unexpected. Right? Your best friend kills you. What to do? So this is that Satyabhama is this Jagannanda Pandit. So he may have changed his form. He has a different form as a golden Brahmin of Navadvip and a Nitya Parishad of Gauranga. But he hasn't changed his bhav. And he hasn't changed his mood. And the same thing. We change bodies, but you carry your bhav with you. It's called your sabhav. Krishna says in Gita, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajit yanti kalevaram. It's in the 8th chapter of Gita, verse 3 or 4. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajit yante ante, at the end of your deha. When you give up this body at death at the end, then the smaran bhavam, that bhav that you remember, which that sentiments, those feelings, those attractions, those attachments, those loving feelings and moods that you remember, which will be the ones that you cultivated throughout your life, in relationship or sambandha to some person, hopefully God, but generally it's some other person or your own self, then that carries you, that's your subtle body, that's your smaran deha, your body, that stays with you. That's your sun, your chitta and your sanskaras and your bhavam that goes in and gives you your next body. So you have a different form. You were a man, you became a woman. You were a woman, you became a man. But you have the same bhav. You're a woman's body, but you were a man for 10 lifetimes before, so you're very aggressive and you're very manly-like, but you have this form like this. Your bhav is like that. So his bhav is, and you'll see in these Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas. So before we start, I want to read the introduction of why I've chosen this title, Prema Taranga. And that comes from the chapter 13, which discusses the pastimes of Jagannanda Pandit and Anti Leela. Hinamate Mahaprabhu Jagannanda Sange Nana Mate Ashwadaya Premera Tarange. So I'm not that creative. I simply, when I pick a name for the story, I try to derive something from the story. One title of our story was Jagga Gives Bad Advice. So Jagga refers to the same Jagannanda Pandit. So ordinarily, no one can simply use such a nickname for Jagannanda Pandit, a glorious eternal associate. But I had the freedom to do that, to choose that for the title, because in the context of the story, which we all heard together in our Chaitanya Charitamrita class, Lord Chaitanya, he lambasts Jagannanda by saying, Jagga! And he told Sanatana, he said, Jagga's just a boy, he's a naughty boy, he didn't give good advice, don't listen to Jagga. So it's right there in the Bengali, J-A-G-A, Jagga. So they call Jagga gives bad advice. knowing full well, with all respect and reverence, that it's Jagannanda Pandit. So here, Mahaprabhu Jagannanda Sangha, so I could have titled it Mahaprabhu Jagannanda Prema Taranga Lila, but I chose Gauranga Jagannanda. Gauranga Jagannanda, Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Lilas. There's about four of them together. Hena Mate Maha, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita Anti Lila chapter 13 verse 1. Hena Mate Mahaprabhu Jagannanda Sangha Nana Mate Ashwadaya Premer Tarange Ashwad Aswadanam. And the relationships between Mahaprabhu and Jagannanda, Nana Mate, they tasted Ashwadaya, various transcendental relationships in pure love. Prema Taranga, the waves of spiritual loving affairs. That's a word for word. Because Prabhupada's translation is this: in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would taste various transcendental relationships of pure love in the company of Jagannanda Pandit. And the word for word is saying, Mahaprabhu, in the company of Jagannanda Pandit, Mahaprabhu, this is word for word, in the company of Jagannanda Pandit, Mahaprabhu would taste various waves of love, Prema Taranga. He would ride and experience various waves of spiritual, as Prabhupada says, waves of spiritual loving affairs. And that became transcendental relationships of pure love. It's a little more formal. The actual translation is a little formal. And Prabhupada's own word for word, Premara Tarange, means aswad, the same as Hindi, swad, means to taste. Aswadaya, Premara Tarange. Together, they were tasting different waves of spiritual loving affairs, wave after wave after wave. It's a very beautiful imagery and very beautiful phrases. So that being said, let's begin our first pastime of this series of pastimes about Jagannanda. And there's about four or five. The first one is called the Pandit and the Pot. You know this story, the Pandit and the Pot. You may be tricked by the title. You may understand when we start. So this story is from Anti Lila chapter 12, verse 102 on, and it's called the Pandit and the Pot. Pot means kumbha. You know kumbha? Like pani kumbha, the gopis carry on their head. It's called kumbha. So just imagine this big pot, clay pot. The pundit and the kumbha. In English, kumbha means pot. Pundit means scholar. Shivananda Sena Grihe Janarahila Chandan Adi Taila Tahan Ekamatra Kaila. Before Jagannanda Pandit left Mother Sachi and left Mayapur, to return to Jagannath Puri and the association of Lord Chaitanya, he visited the wealthy landowner named Shivananda Sen. And you remember we described how Shivananda Sen used to finance the entire yatra, the four-month Chaturmasya Puri yatra for 300 devotees, 150 families or more. They all went from Bengal to Puri for 4 months of the rainy season. He paid all the taxes, all the tolls, all the lodging, all the food, clothing, everything for 4 months. That's big time charity. Big time seva. And he was super rich. So before Jagannanda Pandit left Navadvip Dham, Nadia Dham, he stayed at the house of Shivananda Sen for some time because he was just staying here and there. And while he was there, he had an idea for seva. Just like someone may be leaving their country and they're coming to another country and they're thinking, oh, there's some devotees there, maybe they could, I can bring something for their seva. So then they do. And then they don't realize how much it's appreciated or how grateful the recipient is, especially when they spent the last month trying to find that same object. And even after I received that particular object I got, I went on the net and I went to the website of this manufacturer last night and I looked at all the different things they have, and that one I couldn't even find. And so that makes it even more amazing, because I got this, it's a pen, and I got it some years ago, and it's really the, you know, the Chintamani of all pens. Because I take a lot of notes, I'm old-fashioned type person, and old also. So I don't know about all these other kind of modern things so much. So I write everything by hand, some kind of writing. And I found that was a par excellence in terms of pens. And it's not available here, and it can't even import it here or anything like that. So then I was unhappy that that was all finished, and I was using local ones that which are too good. And then somehow Krishna arranged, suddenly after lots of distress and engaging lots of people searching the pen shops of India for a suitable pen that would satisfy the demanding devotee. And that was unsuccessful. And then all of a sudden these pens arrived. And they're not so easy to get even in their country. So then, and they said they went on the net to get it. So then I went on the net to think maybe I'd get it in the future. So I went on the same site, I guess, same company. I went all over the place looking at everything they have, and I couldn't find the same pen, which means maybe they discontinued it, or it's just some magic pen that's just produced by Giriraj, and it's stored in that company somewhere, and then when this devotee wants to do this seva, that pen manifests. It's not even on their international website catalog. And I have them in my hand. They were just purchased. So that's a little mysterious, I would think so. This is the catalog. I looked at every single pen they have, and they did. I got this 5 years ago, and I guess I didn't know if it was there or not then. But so this is a transcendental pen. Only one. No one else can get it because you can't even find it on the internet. Only the person who brought it has access to finding it. So it became even more mysterious and becomes more extremely some interesting leela of Giriraj and his devotees, is the servant and the recipient of the servant. And of course the ultimate recipient is Krishna, because it's all for his pleasure, his glorification. So now we'll start with this pandit in the pot. So he's staying there for some time, and since he has such a wealthy patron, he decides to grind a bunch of sandalwood oil, because some of the vaidyas, well-wishing Ayurvedic doctors of Navadvip, have often told, because Jagannanda Pandit lived in Navadvip throughout his childhood with Mahaprabhu, they grew up together as fast Pandit Brahmin friends. And when Mahaprabhu left, then Jagannanda Pandit also left with him to Puri. And Jagannanda was eyewitness and seeing his extraordinary behavior in his viraha from Krishna and his Radhabhav in Mayapur, what to speak of his extraordinary behavior in Puri. So at the time when Mahaprabhu was living in Mayapur, some of the vaidyas said, oh, what is wrong with him? He's dancing in kirtan and he's swooning, and then sometimes he's running here and there and he's acting very strange. I think this Nimai Pandit, this Vishwambar, has a vata rogue. He has some disturbance of his life air. His vata is imbalanced. So he's showing signs of epilepsy and he's trembling and he's going into epileptic fits or some mental disorder with him. So we should, they would make some oils and medicinal oils and send them to Mother Sachi and said, rub this on Nimai's head. It will cool him down and pacify. And it's called dosh, what's it called? The prakruti shamak, or whatever it's called. Balance his prakruti. And so Mother Sachi would take that. I don't know what she did. Maybe she used it. So thinking like that, there would be pleasurable and helpful and medicinal for Mahaprabhu. He wanted to bring that back to Mahaprabhu because he loves Mahaprabhu. You can imagine if a husband goes to China and he's doing business there and he loves his wife dearly, it's expected, and of course he'll want to out of the force of his own love. It's also expected, it's certainly in India, that when he returns from China, he'll bring something for his wife. And the wife would be expecting it. What did you bring for me? Oh, nothing. I just ordered 100,000 little, whatever, you know, my business statues or whatever. You didn't bring anything for me? No, we're married so long, you know, you don't need anything, you know. When you're first married, you get so many gifts, and then that's that, you know. It wears off, and then it's like, okay, contract sealed, no more gifts, that's that. But then generally, you'll bring something wonderful back for your beloved. Some speciality of Chinese silk, sari, or whatever, I don't know, whatever they have there. I've never been. So in the same way, there's two places in India, at least nowadays, where there's plenty of sandalwood trees. One is Bengal, and one is Mangalore, Karnataka, places like that. So he wanted to bring that back to the Lord. So he did. He prepared that. Sugandhi kariya taila gaghari bariya nilachale lana aila jatana karina. They filled a large earthen pot with this fragrant sandalwood oil. And with great care, Jagannanda Pandit brought it to Nilachala from Navadvipa. Jagannath Puri. You can imagine transporting a clay pot of oil. One bump or one drop, then it's broken. In those days, it was 500 years ago, people had horse carts and carriages and stagecoaches and all these and bullock carts. And he's I don't know if he's walking on the road or he's going in a stagecoach, but how much you have to wrap it with cloth and bubble plastic. They don't have bubble plastic like when we ship things, they have this bubble plastic. You have to wrap it with something and some kind of protective cloth and covering so that it won't break, because it's very costly. Sandalwood is a very costly, dear, precious thing, and it's the pure thing, and he wants to offer it to his beloved Mahaprabhu. Now, when you're carrying it and these stagecoaches go by and bullock carts and the wheels hit some stones and pebbles on the road, then the stones and pebbles fly up and hit your pot, boom! Then all your oil is finished. Like Krishna used to play with the gopis. They'd be carrying ghee on their heads or yogurt and going from one yajna to another, somewhere here and there, from one house to another house. And Krishna be hiding with his friends. Oh, let's play a joke on the gopis. Come. Do you have a slingshot? Yeah. Watch. Hey, Subal, watch this. I'm gonna hit this pot on Lita's head. Oh. 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 Shyam Sundar. So this way Krishna would play and break the gopis' pots here and there and all in his sport. So he was careful, he didn't want that to happen. So then when he got to Puri, Govindara Tani Taila Darya Rakila Prabhuange Diya Taila Govinde Kahila. The sandalwood oil was given to the personal servant of Lord Chaitanya named Govinda. And Jagannanda asked him, when you massage the Lord as his personal servant, then please rub this sandalwood oil on the body of the Lord. Tabe Prabhutani Govinda Kaila Nivedan Jagananda Chandanadi Taila Anicha Aniyachina. Govinda told Mahaprabhu afterwards, "O Prabhu, Jagannanda has returned from Navadvip and he has brought some scented sandalwood oil for you. Tanra Icha Prabhu Alpa Mastake Lagia Pitta Vayu Vyadi Pitta Vayu Vyadi Prakopa Shanta Hanajaya Shant." It is the desire that I, Prabhu, that we can apply a little of this oil on your head, Alpa. Alpa Mastake Lagaya. Lagaya. It's like Hindi, Lagaya. Mastake means head. Alpa means little bit. Kichu, or what do you say? Torah. We can put a little oil on your head, and that will be good. Because you're on your head, so that the blood pressure due to bile and air disturbance will be pacified. Shant will be pacified and considerably decreased. Eka kalash sugandhi taila, gorite kariya, ihan anija che bahu jatana kariya. O Prabhu, Jagannanda has brought this pot, this kalas, with great care all the way from Bengal for your service. Prabhu kahe, sanyasira nahi taila dikar, tahate sugandhi taila parama dikar. Mahaprabhu wasn't too happy about the offering. Dikar. A sannyasi has no use for oil, especially perfumed sandalwood oil like this. Take it out immediately. Dikkar. Parama dikkar. Dikkar means, dik means, the word, the phrase dik means phi, like vah, and kar means to do phi. It is completely rejected. Dikkar. Then what did Lord Chaitanya say? What to do with the oil? Jagannathe deha taila deepa jena dwale tandra parishrama hoiva parama safale. Offer this oil to Lord Jagannath and they can use it in the ghee lamps in the temple. That's some pretty high-fi ghee lamps. Really high-fi ghee lamps when you're burning pure sandalwood oil in ghee lamps. That's like the Ritz of the Ritz of the Ritz. In this way, Jagannanda's labor in manufacturing the oil will become successful, perfectly successful. Parama-safal. Parishram, parama-safal. Parishram means labor, difficulty, hardship, fatigue. Parishram. He'll get safal, he'll get all topmost, parama, not only safal, fruit, all fruits, complete fruits, but parama. Para means he'll get the transcendental, topmost transcendental benefit and fruit, which means serving God for your labor and activity. That's the topmost reward anyone can receive, the benefits of pleasing the Lord. He katha govinda jagarananda re kahila, monakari rahila pandit kichuna kahila. Later, Govinda informed Jagannanda Pandit of what Mahaprabhu said. And how did Jagannanda reply to that report? He was silent. He didn't say a word. Of course, silence is the worst treatment that a wife can give to her husband. The silent treatment. What's wrong? No, is something wrong? You don't look very happy. And then the guy goes crazy. And finally she gets a lakh of rupees and then she smiles. whatever the occasion may be. So he's in that mood. And that silence, because you ever heard of a volcano? volcano, you know what a volcano is? It's very silent. Very, very silent, very, very quiet. It just sits there like a hill on an island, on a Pacific island, or somewhere in the ocean, or sometimes on the land. Usually it's in the ocean on some island. There's a volcanic hill. It's very silent, very quiet. But sometimes it explodes. It erupts. And then just everywhere gushing with flame and sparks and lava just gushing down the sides and melting everything in its path and destroying everything and decimating everything in sight. So this silence of Jagannanda Pandit upon hearing the rejection of his offer to serve Lord Chaitanya with the sandalwood oil, this silence is like the silence of a volcano. Because in the next verse, we're going to find out. Dinadasha gele govinda janaila arabhar panditera ichataila prabhu kare angikar. When 10 days had passed, Govinda again told Mahaprabhu, "It is the desire of Jagannanda Pandit that you will please accept this oil." Shuni Prabhu kahe kichu sakroda vachan mardaniya ekaraka karite mardan. When Mahaprabhu again heard the incessant repeated request of Govinda to use this scented oil on his sannyasi's form, he became sakroda. Kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsari, became very angry. He said, "Why don't I keep a masseur to massage me also?" Karite mardan. Mardan means mardan. Esukalagyami kailun sanyas. Amara sarvanash toma sabara parihas. Have I taken sannyas for such happiness as a daily massage with sandalwood oil? Accepting this would bring my ruination, and all the people would completely laugh at me. Parihasa. Sabara. Tomas sabara parihas. Everyone, sabara, would laugh at me. But then Lord Chaitanya is on a roll here. He's disturbed. He's angry at his beloved devotee servant, Jagannanda Pandit. Pate jaite taila ganda more jave pave. Dari sannyasi kari amare kahile. If I'm walking down the road by chance and someone passes by and smells this fragrant oil on my head, then he will think, who is this sannyasi? He's a dari sannyasi. He must be keeping women. That's why he's smelling so floral and attractive. Dari sannyasi, because dari means women. Shuni prabhur vakya govinda mona karila pratakali jagananda prabhu stane aila. Hearing these words of Mahaprabhu, Govinda took the best course of action and kept quiet. He was moaned. He was like, "Yes, sir." And the next morning, da 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 da. That was late the night before. The next day, pratakal, sunrise, 6 a.m., Jagannanda Pandit came to see his Lord, Mahaprabhu. "Prabhu kahe," Mahaprabhu said, "Pandit taila anila goda hayite, amita sannyasi, taila napadi lahite." "My dear Pandit, you have brought some oil from Bengal, but since I am in the renounced order, I cannot accept it." So now he's basically giving the same order directly to Jagannath, which he gave to Govinda. He gave to Govinda, or actually he told Jagannath, "Why don't you give it to the excuse me, he told before, 10 days prior to this, when he was offered the soil by Govinda, and Jagannanda was there, Lord Chaitanya told, he said, tell Jagannanda to offer the oil to Lord Jagannath for ghee lamps. Then, did Jagannanda do that? No. He disregarded the order. The husband's telling the wife to do something, and she disregards it, because that's Satyabhama. That's her mood. Her mood is Bhamya. Bhamya Prakar. Bhamya Prakar means left wing. Bhamya, left wing, opposite, contrary, harsh. Bhamya Prakar Nayak. Nayaka. So she's like this. So now, yes, so that's an order. The Pati, the Prabhu, the Master, the Lord, Mahaprabhu is ordering. And he's a servant. He's a surrendered servant. He's received the order via Govinda that this oil should be offered to Jagannath. So he should immediately carry out the order. He ignores it. Ah, forget that. I'm not giving it to Jagannath. I made it for you. I brought it for you. It's for you. You must take this oil. And he goes back, he waits 10 days later. Maybe Mahaprabhu changed his mind. Maybe he cooled down. But I haven't changed my mind. This oil must be on his head. It's good for him. It will help him. I don't care about anybody else. It's my loving offering. He must accept it. And then he goes back. And then Lord Chaitanya becomes angry with Govinda. What is this? Why hasn't he offered the oil? And then Govinda's quiet. He doesn't say anything. So Jagannanda Pandit, who preempted upon him to request again Lord Chaitanya to use it, now Jagannanda Pandit's going back to hear the news. Well, did Lord Chaitanya use the oil? Did he rub it on his head? And what happened? So when he arrives there, Govinda doesn't speak. He's still quiet. He doesn't know what to say. He's like, I don't know what to say. I'm too afraid to speak. Lord Chaitanya was heavy. He was sakrod. He was angry. When he spoke, it said the verse said he was sakrod. He spoke with anger. Sakrod. Sakrod vachan. He spoke to who with anger? To Govinda. So if your master angrily yells at you, you might keep a little chup. Might keep a little quiet for some time. I better be quiet. Let him say the first word. I'm in the doghouse. So I have to keep quiet. I better be quiet, because the last thing I simply said a few words on behalf of Jagannanda Pandit. I simply said, "Will you please use the oil?" And then he got so angry at me. So I just better do my service and keep totally mum. This is what's being told in the story. So when Mahaprabhu comes and he sees Jagannanda Pandit, then he says this. He says, "I can't accept it." Then he goes on, Jagannate deha lana, dipa jena jwale, tomara sakala shama haive safale. And again he repeats the same thing, this time directly, before Lord Chaitanya told Govinda, and told Govinda to tell the Jagannanda. Now Jagannanda is there directly in front of Lord Chaitanya, he's telling him directly. Listen, Jagannanda, again, deliver the oil to Lord Jagannath, he can use it in ghee lamps in the temple. Thus your labor, your shrama, will be safal, be fruitful. Now Jagannanda Pandit heard this for the second time. Twice his oil has been rejected by Lord Chaitanya. Give it to Jagannath, give it to Jagannath, use it for ghee lamps. You're telling me, you're suggesting I use this oil for ghee lamps? Did I spend so many days and weeks grinding and arranging for this sandalwood oil and carry it all the way down here just to burn it up and smoke in a ghee lamp? Was that my sankalpa when I was making it? Was that why I carried it for 1 month and made sure it didn't break anywhere the pot, just to throw it in a ghee lamp and torch it up in a couple days, burn it all up? There's enough oil here for several years of your seva. You want me to burn it up in 2 days in ghee lamps? So this is the thinking before, and then he says, this is now Jagannanda Pandit speaks. Pandit kahe, ke tumare keha, mityavani, mityavani, ami gora haite taila kabu nahiani. Who's telling you, Mahaprabhu, who's telling you all these false stories I didn't bring any, I never brought any oil from Bengal. Who is telling you this? Hitabali ghar haite taila kalashalana prabura age angi nate felila bangia. Whoops. After saying this, Jagannanda went into the room, picked up the jug of oil, and right in front of Lord Chaitanya, he threw it down in the courtyard and broke it. Ta! The whole pot of oil. Ta! That's it. Talk about angry Sakrodha Vachan, angry words of Lord Chaitanya to Govinda. What type of expression of anger is this? This is called Prem Kalaha. Lover's quarrel. They're having a lover's quarrel here, Prem Kalaha. There's a picture of that also. I think we can see that too. And maybe, I think, we're almost finished. Let's just finish. So, he threw it down and broke it. And that's the end of the story of the pundit and the pot. So this is the first leela of the Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga leelas. Now we'll see if we can find a picture of this. It's really classic. He has this face. You can't believe this face he has when he breaks the pot. It's there. I don't know if it's included in this book or not. It's in the CC. After saying this, Jagannanda Pandit took the jug of oil from the room and threw it down before Mahaprabhu in the courtyard and broke it. Here's the picture. See if you can focus on this one. It's here. It's a little small. It's exactly on the bottom, this page in the bottom right. Can you see? Can you see there? Little tiny picture. Little figures. Lord Chaitanya is standing here. And he's really, he's like, throw the thing down. You can see? Is it focus? Come on, these paintings are pictures of the spiritual world. This is Leela number one of Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas. A pundit breaks the kamba, the kalash. Jai Jaga. Hug him. Yeah? Okay. Picture's worth a thousand words. I've seen a bigger painting in L.A. It was on the wall in the temple when I was there. It's an old painting. Lord Chaitanya's, oh, what do you do? He's just, Lord Chaitanya's standing there, hey, come on, you know, don't get so angry. Lord Chaitanya's like this. Jugga, what are you doing? So this, we'll have to, and tomorrow, this is Leela number two, or the second wave, Prema Taranga, second wave of the Leelas. Then, let's see which one that'll be. Tomorrow will be the Leela will be the angry cook. Today was the pundit and the pot, and tomorrow will be the angry cook, and maybe we'll hear the bed of devotion and the pundit's yatra. These are the four Gauranga Jagannanda Prema Taranga Leelas. So we'll stop there, and because we have Harinam in about 10 minutes, so we can get ready and leave on time, because it's getting darker earlier and earlier, so I'd like to move out. I have a lot of things to do too. Jagannanda Pandit ki jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.